I like it when you ignore me. You don't pay attention to me at all. You're cleaning dishes or chopping something up for dinner or working on your laptop. I like just coming up behind you and pressing myself close to you. Hooking a leg around you, maybe running my hands on your chest. You can feel my breasts press into your back, but you don't react at all. You just carry on doing what you're doing. Maybe a little bit slower and more carefully, but no discernible change. And I like that because it's simultaneously dominant for you. You're not giving me any attention. You're not egging me on. So you're kind of, in a way, breaking me down and showing me that it's just because I'm so desperate for you that I am touching you like this. I'm just so desperate for your pleasure. But in a way, I also have some control. When am I going to get you to break? That's what it becomes about. And you win, of course, because getting you to break means that I have to pull out all the stops, but you're wrapped around my finger. I'm wrapped around yours. So anyway, I start behind you, I wrap my arms around you, press some kisses to your back, just feel how warm you are. Run my foot up and down the inside of one of your legs. Stand on tiptoe to kiss the back of your neck. Then, once you finally relax your stance a little bit and let me get in front of you, it's a kind of unspoken green flag. And repeat the same to your chest. Press my breasts against your chest. Run my hands up and down your back. Stand on tiptoe to kiss your jaw. Press one of my legs between yours and press, press, press. It's mostly for me. I rub myself on your thigh, but I know the friction feels good for you too. And you just carry on doing what you're doing. Slow, measured movements, but no outward sign of recognition. And I'm not really having that, so get a little bit braver. My hands slide down, start in your hair, come down the side of your face, down your neck, down your chest. I rub there a little bit, press kisses. Huddle in. Make you feel all big and strong. And then I go lower. And I could tease you, but that just gets me in trouble. So pretty quickly I sink to my knees. And I'm shameless. I don't have any embarrassment in the world that I'm about to suck your cock while you don't spare me a second glance. That doesn't bother me at all. So I waste no time. I start rubbing on the front of your pants, over your crotch. Your cock is starting to swell, fill with blood. I like to imagine that even though you're being so impassive that God, your cock just gets so achy and sensitive inside your pants. Once it's hard enough, I can find the head with my thumb, rub you over the layers of clothing. I like feeling it jump when I do that. If it's been a while since I've gotten you off, I can sometimes feel it leak too. You get wet. Not just me. I get wet and mushy, but you get wet and hard. I continue palming your outline, rubbing my fingers up and down, cupping your balls. I don't even want to see your cock until it is rock hard. It's not coming out of your pants until it is stiff. So I watch your body language. I can feel it hardening under my hand, but I wait for that moment where your hips just start to stutter a little bit, just imperceptibly push forward. And then I know that we're into this, that you want me to take your cock in my mouth, that this isn't just teasing, this isn't just me feeling you up. You're not stopping till you're coming down my throat. And hey, neither am I. So I wait for that little push forward. Sometimes you leak a little more. Sometimes you let out a breath that isn't quite as even as the other ones, but you never crack. You just give me a little sign that you want more. And I always want more, so it takes just a millisecond after I get that signal before I'm just clawing your pants down, pulling everything away so that your cock can spring out. God. So imposing. So angry. Continue to rub it. Dry hand. You like that? Not rough, not pulling, but you can feel every little point of pressure, every little crevice, every little squeeze that I give you with my finger. It's all right there. It just borders too rough, but I know you like that. I know you like that because once I replace my hand with my mouth, which is nothing but soft and wet and yielding, I know that that contrast drives you fucking crazy. And I know because I can feel the pre-cum sliding down my throat. I take my hand away and I just take you deep in my throat. Swallow it down. I can feel you pulse. I just hold you in my mouth for a moment. I flick my tongue around your head, bob my head, but just a tiny bit, just an inch, half an inch. Just let you feel that soft wetness. No pressure, no pulling or clenching or sucking yet. Just feeling me. Just feeling that soft, wet heat. It makes me throb just thinking about it. Spread my knees a little bit further, play with my clit over my underwear. There's something about it, I just can't stop myself from bobbing up and down once I start to play with myself. I just need to feel, God, I need to feel full. It doesn't have to be my pussy. It can be my mouth. It could be my ass. It can be anywhere you want it. I just need to feel you filling me. So I go. I warm myself up. I take you deeper and deeper, a little bit at a time, because as much as I wanted to shove you down my throat, I gotta warm up to it. And I do. It takes a few minutes, but I bob up and down, stopping to look around the tip, pressing my tongue into the slit. When I need a break, I lick your balls gently, just feeling the soft skin there, the way that they clench. Draw a messy long line up the base of your dick, looking for that vein. And then my break is over and I'm back to work. I'm on the clock. Oh, fuck. taking you deeper and deeper with every suck, hollowing out my cheeks, going all the way to the base, all the way to the tip, all the way back down, then doing a few quick bobs where you don't come all the way out of my mouth, then sucking the tip, circling my tongue around it while my hand jerks off the base of you. Oh, I just imagine I'm fucking pumping the cum up your shaft into my mouth. When I do that, I just want to pull it all in. I don't yet, though. I don't let you come in my throat that quickly. I gotta keep going. I haven't come yet. Even though I'm on my knees in front of you, sucking you off while you just carry on doing what you're doing, I still don't want you to come until I come. But you know that. And you grab the back of my head and you push me down on my cock, on your cock, and you just fucking take my throat. Just push the head down. And I gag and my throat flexes around you, and oh, then you break just a little bit. You let out this strangled little moan at the feeling of my throat flexing around just the head of your cock. It makes me fucking leak all over my fingers. Sometimes, once in a blue moon, and God, do I look forward to these moments? You break. You grab my head. You push me down. You start fucking me, pumping your hips. You don't care about breaking your composure. You just care about getting off. And you look down at me and you say, "Take your hands away from your pussy." And you do that because it makes me whine and moan, and you like the vibrations. It makes me want to pull off your cock and beg you to please let me come, which means that you get to hold on to my head, fuck me down even harder. I try to fight against you because I want to come just so badly, but you won't let me, and my struggle makes you so hard. God, you get bigger and bigger the closer you get to coming. You start to throb fucking violently. So much pre is pouring down my throat, and just fuck. Oh, you finally come. I can feel it fucking spurting. Hitting the back of my throat, and it's hard for me to swallow it all, but I do. And then you get soft. Your cock, and you. You feel a little guilty for treating me so rough. Just a little, not enough to prevent you from doing it again, but a little. Enough to let you just stroke your fingers through my hair and tell me I did a good job. Enough that you tolerate me keeping your dick in my mouth while I get myself off. You're still a little bit hard, but not that much anymore. You're just soft, yielding, very, very sensitive, but you tolerate it for me. I did so good, and you know that I just want to come with your cock in my mouth, so you let me hold it there. Oh, as deep as I can get it while I rub my clit and finger myself, and you can hear those wet little noises, and you tell me I'm a good girl for letting you come first. And you hook my jaw open with your finger as it starts to get tired. You keep it open, even though maybe I don't want you to in the moment. You keep it open because you know I come harder with your cock in my mouth. Anyway. That's what I'm thinking about this morning.